الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأذن في الناس بالحج يأتوك رجالا وعلى كل ضامر يأتين من كل فج عميق. وقال تبارك وتعالى: والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر. وقال تبارك وتعالى: يا هي آية قرآن إبراهيم عليه السلام كي قرباني ولا لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم، صدق الله المولانا العظيم. There is not a bayan, just a few reminders for all of us. One is, it's the days of Hajj, so our heart should be connected to Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif. Of the unfortunate mishap that happened in Makkah Sharif, we all should make lot of dua also. And also, those people really should be our aspiration to die in the mataf, to die as a shaheed. What a great honor it is. May Allah give us the reality of Akhirat, what position they have earned by Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And our heart should be what the Hajis make dua for them. And that is a whole subject and whole bayan of itself, of Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif. Then comes the 10 days of Zulhijjah. It's a famous saying with regard to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, the 3 10-day periods they should honor very greatly. The last 10 days of Ramadanul Mubarak, the first 10 days of Zulhijjah, and the first 10 days of Muharram. So this is that time which Allah takes qasam, and there is a whole subject of its own also. Allah takes qasam of the time of Fajr wal Fajri, and the 10 days nights of Zulhijjah wa layalin ashr. That is enough that Allah is taking qasam on it. How great isn't it in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala? So that should let us realize how great this first 10 days. Today is the 29th started. So if the moon is sighted, then from Yawmul Ithnain, Tuesday, will be the first. Otherwise, Yawmul Arbi'a, Wednesday, will be the first. So these 10 days are also very honorable, and they are also for Roza, the Ibadat of the night. Very great the Ibadat of these 10 days is. The Ibadat of these 10 days, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is no Ibadat any time in the world which equal the Ibadat of these 10 days. The Sahaba was surprised at this radiallahu anhu, for in their eyes the greatest Ibadat was Jihad. So they asked immediately, walal jihadu fi sabilillah, not even Jihad? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, not even Jihad. Unless a person goes with his life, his wealth, and he returns with nothing. He spends all his money also in the path of Allah. His life also he gives. Then that will be bigger than the ibadah. So there is a, and the ibadah of the 10 days is reading of the fourth kalima, third kalima. They making our namazes with jamaat, particularly Isha, Fajr, all the ibadat we should try and do. Then comes the great ibadat of Qurbani. The termination of this whole period from Rajab, Shaban, Ramadan, Shawwal, Zulqadah, Zulhijjah, and then termination of it comes with Qurbani. And that is really the spirit of Qurbani, that you give your life for the deen of Allah Ta'ala. We should give our desires for the deen of Allah. Today we give preference to our desires. Forgetting blood is out of the question that we shed. We are not prepared to shed sweat, make a little effort. For our ibadat we look for shortcuts. We are cutting corners everywhere. So this qurbani. So this qurbani also, the highlight of it is during the 3 days, that qurbani. And with regard to which, what's the ayat Ibrahim alayhi salam saw about the dream? فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَوْ السَّعْيَ قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in his dream sacrificed 100 camels. Allah said, no, that's not enough. He sacrificed more, not enough. Then he realized Allah wants a sacrifice of his son. And he was prepared. So this sacrifice, and Allah doesn't want you to sacrifice a human being. Allah send a ram from Jannat in place. But what Allah wants, لَيَّنَا اللَّهُ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا. Allah wants the spirit of qurbani, the spirit of sacrifice. Spirit of sacrifice, tomorrow morning Fajr time, how many of us will get up for Fajr? Whether we sacrifice our sleep and our comfort for Fajr. If it's a cold morning, whether we are prepared to sacrifice the warmth of our homes for to go for Jamaat Namaz. Whether it's the short nights of summer, whether we are prepared to sacrifice that sleep of ours for Fajr. So all the time, when we are in the bazaars, marketplaces, whether we are prepared to sacrifice our desires of looking at other women, etc. When we are with the wife, just some small thing or nothing even went wrong, we becoming anger, we want to scream, we want to belittle, we want to mock, whether we sacrifice that at that time. Or we give vent to our own desires. So the sacrifice Allah Ta'ala wants. And what a beautiful exposition of the sacrifice. And reminder Allah made that during the 23 namazes that we have to read takbir at tashriq. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. And this is the days of qurbani as well. So to remind us, this takbir is not just that we enjoy reading it before the imam completes his salam, we start already, we get a chance and we enjoy reading the takbir, that is alhamdulillah, mashallah, and we must read it. And don't whisper and read it loudly. Not scream and shout also, but it should be read loudly. That is what is required. But the significance, the spirit, and what Allah wants is the meaning of this. And there are 3 meanings in our takbir. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. One. La ilaha illallah, tawheed, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. Allahu Akbar, again the greatness of Allah. Allahu Akbar, again the greatness of Allah. Wa lillahi alhamd, and the praises of Allah. So this is what we must have. We must realize, I'm not great. Many people came in this world who thought they are great. Fir'aun, Haman, Qarun, Ubay ibn Khalaf, Abdullah ibn Salul. All these people, Ra'isul Munafiqeen. Till today, there are many people who think I'm great. So there we are reminded, Allah is great. And Tawheed, I'm not the doer of anything. La ilaha illallah. Allah alone is the doer of everything. Then La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. All praise is only for Allah. Praise is not for me. No, anybody praises me, I must realize I'm a stupid if I think I'm worthy of it and I'm deserving it. Praise is only for Allah Ta'ala. So the 2 things here, this kalima, the reality of it. And Qurbani. Qurban is an Arabic word, not a Gujarati Urdu word. Comes from the Arabic word Qurban, to sacrifice. So Allah wants the sacrifice. And without sacrifice, nothing is achieved in the world. Again, yeah, our desire, comfort. Living it up in the dunya, making money, having investments, having all the ease and comfort, we are not prepared to make qurbani. We are not prepared to sacrifice for deen. For fajr, we are not prepared to sacrifice. People come, we all want beautiful masjids, but to sacrifice and give a good share according to our financial status, everyone. Like that we can give, and we are giving money, but does it match what our financial status is? We are spending in many sources and places. But really think, you be sincere to yourself, what Allah has given me, how much of that am I spending? 1%, 2%, 2.5% zakat, am I trying to cut corners there also? Trying to somehow or the other lessen my zakat? Or am I giving it with a happy heart and adding more to it? My lillah, how much am I giving? And how little Allah has asked us to. So the spirit of sacrifice. Spirit of sacrifice of our emotions and our desires. Whether it's with the wife, whether it's with the children, whether it's with the workers, whether it's with the woman on the street, worker, woman working in our office. How do we interact? All that, so sacrifice is required. So those people who made the sacrifices, and they were always small in number, it is their barakat. The world is functioning, the world is running, Islam is alive. If nobody made the sacrifices, what sacrifices? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his whole life, his day and night was for the sake of deen. It is these sacrifices that has brought nations into existence, that has given nations honor, nations who had nothing. One, Ibrahim alayhi salam, who is the founder of the sacrifice. Ma hadhil adahi. Sahaba asked, what is this qurbani all about? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, sunnatu abikum Ibrahim. It is the big sacrifice, the way of life of your father Ibrahim alayhi salam. And that's also a complete bayan on its own. And not only one bayan, how many bayans? What sacrifices Ibrahim alayhi salam, what his father, his family, making hijrat, leaving his hometown, leaving his wife and children in Makkah. What big sacrifices. So the lesson of sacrifice. And whoever made sacrifices, Allah made them shine and made their progeny shine forever. And who didn't make sacrifice, they went for dunya, ego, popularity, name, fame, ambition. I must reach this goal. I must reach that goal. I must make it for this. I must become like so and so. I must beat so and so. All these people, namo nishan, nabud. There is no sign of them. And nothing came alive of this. All, how many people who lived 10 years ago, 20, big empires they had. Today, no sign of it. Nothing is left of it. But those who made sacrifice for deen, their names are alive. They, what they sacrificed for, those things are alive. I'll end off inshallah with one little practical example which is in front of all of our eyes. It's not from a dini point of view, but it's a practical example. The ANC government, when we were at school, we didn't study history of ANC government, we don't know, but I think roughly about 1927 it came into existence. And 1912. And 1912 to 1994. How many? 82 years. 82 years they sacrificed, what they call the struggle. And what then? They went in exile. They went in prison. They were tortured. They were put into prison, court cases, trials. But they went through all those things. Finally, what happened? An impossible thing in front. Those who lived in the white government's time will know. They had an iron rule over the country. There was no question that anyone can take this country from them. And Allah's Qudra, without a drop of blood being shed, Allah gave them the ready-made country. And just like Musa alayhi salam's time, Fir'aun, what his power was like this white, more than this white government. That Allah gave to Bani Israel the ready-made country. Everything, the whole infrastructure. Yeah, it's in. So this is that Qurbani. If they did it for dunya's sake, and today they're ruling the country. Could at one time, who could ever imagine a black head in parliament? And today the whole parliament is full with black people. And they're ruling the country. And today as we see it, there's no question of anyone taking the country from them. The grip they got on the country. But what was the basic thing, what they call the struggle? Qurbani. And for dunya's sake, Allah gave them. A person will make qurbani for deen's sake. A person will make qurbani on sunnati millati Ibrahim. A person will make qurbani on sunnati millati Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. What won't Allah give? So this is that lesson. When we are reading Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. We have to sacrifice until we get the greatness of Allah. Our greatness goes out of us. And we, the tawheed of Allah comes. And this will only come by sacrifice. And walillahi alhamd, all praises for Allah. And a person who will do this, Allah will make him shine in this world. Allah will make him shine in the akhirah. Allah will make his progeny shine. Allah will make Deenul Islam shine. Allah will make the road of Islam shine for the people. And people will go. So these are these great, great days that are coming in front of us, for which we have to get prepared. And but this Islahi Jalsa is for that. All the Islahi Majalis, next week will be inshaAllah, our monthly Majalis, preparation of this. Otherwise, we just busy with from the morning till the night in our dunya, buying, selling, negotiating prices. This year, they're fighting with this one, arguing with that one, hiring this person, firing that person. How can this come in life in that? So we must, this Islahi Jalsa, Allah reward the brothers of Lanesia, all the brothers, mashallah. If I have to start taking names, I won't be able to end. And I'll definitely miss out names, which will not be fair. But we know all our ulama, our friends, what sacrifices they made, what an environment they created. All this, so that this deen, reality of deen can come. This greatness of Allah, ta'eed of Allah, the praises of Allah, the purity of Allah must come into us. And then inshallah, we will shine, our progeny will shine, Islam will shine, our akhirat will shine. So inshallah, all take part as much as possible in all these programs. Allah reward all the brothers of lands, all who took part, those some we don't know, some who were in the cooking department, nobody notices them. Somebody who were doing the catering, somebody who is doing something else. Allah rewards everyone and accept us all for deen. And may Allah bring deen alive in lands, in the greater than Asia, in the whole world till the day of Qiyamah. And the spirit behind it is with this, the cherry on the top is Qurbani on the day of the days. And that Qurbani, that is again another subject on its own, that catch your animal 1-2 months before if you can, feed it. The Sahaba used to put a garland around the Qurbani animal. And it was a sign this animal is left free. It goes in anyone's farm, nobody chases it. There is no animal for Qurbani for Allah. They should honor the Qurbani animal. So all this, and then to make the Qurbani ourselves, to try and slaughter ourselves, to try and clean ourselves, distribute the meat, don't forget the poor. There is a good time to give to the non-Muslims, it is permissible. From 1/3 we give, wean them over in this way, and we show them the value. And the Qurbani method must also, the best way of slaughtering, Allah has blessed us. Learn from it, go on the website, the bayans are there, that what a beautiful slaughtering procedure, the best in the world, Allah acknowledged by non-Muslims. By the universities of Germany, they have done a scientific test, and the best method of slaughtering is the best method of Islam. And then again, it is such a practical thing. Some people have objection that why taking the lives of animals, what kind of a religion, you kill animals. Then if you don't kill animals, even besides Qurbani, the whole year, what you going to eat? If you don't eat, or everyone, atheist also, Christian, Hindu, everyone, they are eating, and they are eating meat. And those Hindus who don't say meat, they're eating meat, they're eating more. They only, it's not done openly, but they're eating more meat. And the greatest proof that Allah has made animals halal, every human being, Hindus of India, Buddhists of Burma, of Sri Lanka, anyone in the world, we all got canines in our mouth. And for what are canines? Canine is to eat meat. For that purpose Allah put it. So then if they don't want to, for one they must take out the canines. And they must make sure their babies are born without canines. But it's there. Who can change that law of Allah and that system? So that is proof Allah has made it. Some people got the stupid argument, Qurbani time, how many animals? They make big, big calculations. Makkah Sharif, how many? Mina, how many animals are slaughtered? In India, how many animals? In Pakistan, the whole world, animals. People going to run short of meat. In lands, I'm sure, but I'll just verify, anyone eats dog meat here? In lands? No. Any other town people who came, people eat dog meat? No. So, and dogs, the puppies that are born, how many are born at a time? So many. So logically, there should be, the whole place should be filled with dogs. 12 puppies at a time, 15 puppies at a time. Just puppies, puppies, the whole world should be full. And goats, sheep, when they give birth, how many? One, two. So there should be nothing. And how many are being slaughtered without qurbani? Go and see in the slaughterhouses in the world. According to calculation, according to your mental calculation, there should be no goats and sheep, cows left in the world. How many are being slaughtered? And nobody is eating dog meat. Perhaps some one nation eats. Besides that, no other nation eats dog meat. So the whole world should be filled with dog. But Allah's system, what is required, Allah gives it according to that. And that is proof till today. Allah is haq, His deen is haq. And what is not needed, according to that. Fresh air is required. How freely Allah made it. Cold is a thing, everyone can live without it. So Allah made it so little for people who want gold, who want to invest in gold, or they make some things with gold or something. But it's not that necessary, it's in small amount. Fresh air, water, they create demand for it. So Allah made it also accordingly. So all these objections also, study so that you can give proper da'wat of Islam. And tell the people that how beautiful Islam is. Also, Hindus have an objection, you slaughter animal, how can you slaughter? You took a life. And they only eat veggies, vegetable. And vegetable also got life. One piece is life. You are taking more life. Bhaji you eat, you are taking more life. Spinach you are eating, mug you eating. You are taking more life than what we are taking. We are taking one animal's life. You are taking so many things life. So all these objections have the answer, so we can give proper jawab also to the people who object to us. Allah has given us, Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum. I have completed your deen. Wa Atmamtu Alaykum Na'mati. And I have completed and perfected my na'mat, my blessings upon you. وَرَضِيْتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. And with an open heart say, رَضِيْتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبًّا. I'm happy Allah is my Rabb. وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا. And Islam is my deen. وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ رَسُولًا وَنَبِيًّا. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is my Rasul and Nabi. The greatest na'mat Allah Ta'ala has given us. Let us understand that and appreciate that inshallah. So inshallah, now all the brothers will have their supper also, and this Qurbani and these days, and for our Islam, make fikr inshallah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Allahumma antas salam wa minkas salam. تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. يا الله اسلام مسلمان کو پوری دنیا میں غلبہ عطا فرما، تا قیامت تک اسلام مسلمانوں کو غلبہ عطا فرما، پورا دین کو پوری دنیا میں زندہ فرما، ہم سب کو اس کے لیے ذریعے کے طور پہ قبول فرما، عافیت سلامتی کے ساتھ قبول فرما. اے اللہ ہم سب کا دین بھی بنا دے، دنیا بھی بنا دے، آخرت بھی بنا دے، ہم سب کو صحت اور تندرستی نصیب فرما، ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما، ہم سب کے درجات کو بلند فرما. یا اللہ جو بھوکا ہے اس کو کھانا کھلا دو، جو ننگا ہے اس کو کپڑا پہنا دو، جس کے پاس گھر نہیں اس کو گھر عطا فرما، جس کے پاس روزگاری نہیں روزگاری نصیب فرما، جو بیمار ہے شفا عطا فرما، جو حاجت مند ہے اس کے حاجت کو پوری فرما. اے اللہ جو پریشان حال ہے اس کی پریشانی دور فرما، جو الجھے ہوئے سلجھا دے، جن کا کوئی مسئلہ ہے بنا دے، جن کا کوئی کام نہیں بن رہا ہے کام بنا دے. اے اللہ ہم سب کے تو وکیل اور کفیل بن جا. اے اللہ ہمیں ہماری دنیا کو، ہماری آخرت کو، ہمارا دین کو، یا اللہ ہماری ہر چیز کو آپ کے پاس امانت رکھتے ہیں، آپ اس کو اپنی امانت میں قبول فرما. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. said 5 minutes, so I took extra time so you can eat so much more, eat so much more, and don't worry of making salam. Go and eat now, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you.